is our lead essay feature. And this week, we are talking about the good people of Tula, the good people of Tula Tula. If you recall, they were at the forefront of efforts to bring relief to the thousands affected by devastating Imizamo Year 2 blaze in March of this year. And joining me on the line is Joanne Shimali. A very good morning to you, Joanne.
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you. So we haven't chatted in a while. I think it was last since when I saw you at when you were trying to assist the community of Imizamo Yetu. Joanne, I mean, since then, I mean, if you can just bring us back to that once again, Tula Tula and some of the projects that you are currently involved with, including that one, can you bring light into that?
Tula Tula started about 2 years ago now. And the last 6 months has been our busiest in that we've seen the most devastation in the area of Awai. After you and I met, which was on the distribution day for the fire victims of the 11th of March, that was a time that we were helping 10,000 people. Easter Sunday after that, we saw another fire in the area, which destroyed about 180 homes. And then the storm now that we had, we also saw about 100 homes affected. So it's been a very busy time for us, but we're incredibly thankful that we've been very well supported, and that allows us to support the community in return.
Yeah, and talking about the work that you're doing to help the community rebuild itself, I mean, they say prevention is better than cure, and I believe you're embarking on a new project altogether in helping out.
We are. When we started Tula Tula, we thought it was wise to proactively prepare for disaster relief. And over the year, we've decided actually exactly what you're saying, prevention better than cure. Let us start proactively educating the community. So we're taking that in a two-pronged approach at the moment. What we'd like to do is, when we're working on starting with area educators, we're working closely with Disaster City and Risk Management on an education program that we're going to roll out into the community. But a good opportunity for us is 67 minutes of service, and we're going to look at the newly built area and how we can help them prevent future disasters. And we've chosen a project of using a fire retardant paint to paint 67 homes in the new area called Medeva Square. And the paint is not fireproof, it's fire retardant, which means it slows down the spread of the fire.
Okay, because that was going to be my next question. What would be the difference between a repairant one and a retardant one? And is it just a question of now you've identified a group of those houses where, should a fire start somewhere, it will be contained? Well, this would help contain them here, or you just picked random individuals and working with them?
Well, after the fire of the 11th of March, City has implemented what they call super blocking, which is, as they're rebuilding the homes, they're making sure they're making sure that there's pathways between the homes, increased infrastructure. So what we'd like to do is to take some of the homes that have recently been rebuilt and add colour to the area, which is always an uplifting element. So we'll be using coloured paint. And then also the paint slows down the spread of the fire, which allows fire and rescue to get into the area and plan strategically how they're going to fight fires instead of the massive spread of fire that we saw on the 11th.
If you've just joined me on the show this morning, I'm standing in for Africa Melani, and my name is Abongile Nzelenzele. I'm chatting to Joanne from Tula Tula, or the founder of Tula Tula, and talking to us about some of the initiatives that they are doing or taking on when it comes to Imizamo Yetu. And bringing it back to you, Joanne, I sit here now and I understand, I saw the absolute devastation. But once in a while I go past there when I'm going into Hout Bay. But for the many of us that we saw what had happened there, what's the outlook now when you go back in there? Because obviously you're still involved in that community. So as Tula Tula, with the many initiatives that you're taking on in that community, what should we as Cape Talk listeners know since the disaster?
Question, Ed. I think the key thing for me that stands out since the disaster is that It's been 12 weeks. It's been a long time, but it's not life back to normal for so many residents. I mean, we think after a certain amount of time, people are able to rebuild on a smaller scale disaster. Within 3 days, it's life back to normal. But this mass scale of disaster that we've had, we still have people now that are living with their families. You know, the small structures are now accommodating two families because people haven't been able to rebuild yet. The super blocking will take time. The city is doing as best as what they can. But with the storm, we saw people who were fire victims of the 11th of March took families into their homes to help them. They've been staying together for 12 weeks, and they were now storm victims as well. So it's an area at the moment where, on the one side, if you drive through, you'll see the super blocking and the new look and feel of IY that the city has in mind. It's shiny new structures. We're going to add colourful paint to it. We're going to, you know, uplift the area. And then to the right-hand side, there's still this big gaping hole of land that needs to be worked on.
I hear you loud and clear. I suppose I'm asking that, feeling a bit guilty also myself, in that we do tend to, whenever we've seen something out of sight, it's forgotten. But thank you so much, Joanne, for giving us that update. And listen, we thank you for the good work that you guys are doing for our communities.
Ev, thank you so much. We would love corporates. We need help for 67 minutes. We cannot do it without the funding. So we're appealing to corporates to come forward with 3,500 Rand and a team of six paint the house. So that is so doable for one company or a family or a school to say, here are six people and 3,500 Rand. Mm-hmm. Show us our family and we're going to paint their home.
I hear you loud and clear. Joanne, thank you so much and a good morning to you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.